I want to move to the gospel, but I want to start going way back before that to this moment on Mount Sinai. I had the children's mass today, so I have props. This moment on Mount Sinai when the Lord gave to us through Moses the commands of the law. And we so often we misunderstand what this is all about. Because we're wounded by original sin, as soon as someone starts talking to us about commands and rules and law, we tend to push back against it. We don't want that. And because of that reaction we often have, we misunderstand the beauty of what God gave us in the commandments. He is so good to us that he's teaching us how to love. It's what we were made for, but our hearts become forgetful of just what that's meant to look like, again, because of that wound of original sin. And so in the commandments, especially the 10, the great Decalogue, here the Lord gives us the heart of what love looks like. And we traditionally in the 10, we break it up, the first three, and then commandments 4 through 10, because the first three commandments, they teach us the most basic and fundamental way to love God. Lord, how do I love you? And he says to me, love me by letting me be first and number one in your life. Don't have any other gods beside me. Don't let anything else take the place in your heart that was made for me. And love me by honoring my name, invoking my name in prayer and in worship. Don't use my name or speak it carelessly. And love me by setting aside the Sabbath. And for us as Christians, that's Sunday, the day of the Lord's resurrection. Love me by pausing all those other things that pull on your heart and give me a day that I want to be for you, a day of rest when you can be renewed and refreshed in me. That's how you love me. And I say, Lord, how do I love my neighbor? And he says, love your neighbor first. Start with the people who gave you life. Start with your own mother and father, but your family. But honor your mother and your father. Respect them. Obey them and cherish them. And then all of the other commandments, they're just teaching us how to love. I love my neighbor by not lying about them, or speaking gossip about them, or stealing from them. I love them by not looking upon them only as an object for me to use for my own pleasure, for my own end. I love them by rejoicing over what they have, even when I don't have it. But rather than coveting what they have, I love them by being happy that they have something even maybe that I don't have. The Lord is so good to us because he teaches us how to love. So that's, I want to start there, because in the gospel tonight, Jesus says to us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And when you think about that line in light of what I just shared with you, it kind of makes sense. The commandments are how to love, and so it's almost like obvious. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, because this is what it looks like to love him. And so it's almost like super, super simple what the Lord is saying. But in the Lord Jesus, there are two new things that he does, that he gives us to bring these ancient commandments, the law of love, to life. There's two gifts that are absolutely unique from the Lord Jesus that were not given until his coming, and especially Pentecost. So the first thing that's new is most of the commandments are spoken of in terms of the negative. Don't have other gods before me. Don't use my name in vain. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't commit adultery. Don't covet. So most of the commandments are spoken of in that kind of as negative precepts. And I think the Lord maybe had to do that with the Israelites early on, for the same reason, moms and dads, that when your kids are young, when you're giving them rules for the house, it's just much clearer for a young mind and heart to understand initially, what am I not supposed to do? But it should never just stay there. It needs to grow into the positive side of things. And so what does Jesus do? He says, do not think for a moment that I've come to abolish any of the law, but rather not abolish it, but fulfill it. And he fulfills the law of love perfectly by the offering of his life and teaching us that the law of love is not about hitting the minimum, but love wants to tend toward the maximum. What's the greatest that I can give to those that I love? That's the way that love works. And so the new thing that he does is, rather than us aiming for just that lowest bar, like I've joked with you, but I mean, this really happens an awful lot. Like, I still hear it all the time. Father, I think I'm doing pretty well because I haven't killed anybody. Okay, I'm really glad you haven't killed anybody. You've hit the lowest hurdle. But the call to love is so much more than just not killing someone. And the Lord, by his life with us in the flesh, he shows us what it looks like to love in that greatest way. So he flips it. The law in Christ is no longer just, what do I avoid and not do? He flips it, and now the law of love in Christ becomes, Lord, what's the highest calling in terms of how I love you and I love the people that you've put in my life? What does that look like? And he says to us, here's what it looks like. There's no greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. So that's a new thing in Christ. Now that's huge. And to think, well, Lord, how do we do that? Because even the Israelites, like St. Paul, in a number of places, St. Paul makes different statements that basically say, look, everyone, we all know that there was no one in the Old Testament who could ever perfectly fulfill this. And now Jesus takes it even higher, and we say, Lord, what do we do now? But here's the second new thing. It's the gift and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, who is the love of God, Romans 5:5, for the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So in order to fulfill this law, not at its minimum, but in the maximum, he says, I give you with the Father, I give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. I want to pour into your heart the fire of my love, so that with my very love, my Holy Spirit burning in you, you will be able to love, not with a power that's your own, but a power that you can welcome and let flow through you, that you might love in a way that you could never love before. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what he's come primarily to do. There are all kinds of beautiful gifts that come with the Holy Spirit, but the first and greatest gift is the power to love the way that we were made to love. And so, go back to what I said before. The Lord is so good to us because he teaches us what it looks like to love. And if you've wondered, like, Lord, how am I doing? He gives us a base and a starting point. He doesn't leave it up to us to kind of figure it out on our own. That's what a good loving father does. But he goes beyond that. He deepens the command of love and then gives us the power to live it out. And that power to live it out, that's what we're aiming for with Pentecost. The Holy Spirit is never meant to be just a vague force or movement. He is one of the three divine persons in God. He's personal, and he comes to fill our hearts with the fire, the power of God's love, that we might live out the command, the great command that we've received from the Lord. And so I share all that with you, one, so that we're looking forward to Pentecost, but then also as an encouragement that when the Lord says to us tonight, If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And we might say, Lord, I don't know that I can do that. He says, you can. You can do it. I've made you for that, and I've given you power to do it. And hopefully in that word tonight, we receive encouragement from the Lord to get back to the heart of what it is that we were made to do. The deepest vocation and call that each of us has received by God is to love and to be loved. And it starts with being loved first. We receive that gift and then give it away. God would never create you for something but not give you the power and the potential to do it. That would be cruel if he did. But in his goodness, he made us to love and fills us with his Holy Spirit that we might live it out, not at the minimum, but in the beauty of that the great high call of a sacrificial love of God and neighbor.